أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نواية الأربعين، نواية الاعتكاف، نواية الخلوة، نواية العزلة، نواية الرياضة، نواية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. أبي الله سبحانه وتعالى، أبي Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم، and obey those who are on authority. We are in a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us through his messenger Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam that as Prophet predicted in many of his ahadith that there are a lot of confusions. There will be a lot of confusions. There will be a lot of killings. There will be a lot of earthquakes. There will be a lot of floods. There will be a lot of everything. And this is to give us signs that we have to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us and what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us. If we don't follow, we'll be in difficulties. If we follow, we will be always seeing things that makes us happy and content. The most important is to let everything, as you say it in English, let it go. How you say it? Let go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go. If you let go everything, you find yourself in happiness. But if you want to always find the smallest issue and be picky on it, then all your life is miserable. Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying his best for his uncle to enter into Islam, he said, لا تهدي من أحببت إن الله يهدي من يشاء. Don't guide whom you like. Allah will guide whom He likes. Means you delivered the message, you did your best, they have from their side now to take a step forward. And to take a step forward means they have to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Problems today is our ego. Is our desires, is our selfishness, is our arrogance. Because of we want everything to ourselves, the best, that's why always we fight. You want to yourself to be in a relaxing or in a situation that you feel at ease. Don't expect that in your life. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life with people was in difficulties. Is that? If Prophet ﷺ was facing difficulties from his relatives, from his relationship, from his tribe, from people around him, you think yourself you are going to be at ease at any moment. Whenever you feel you are going to have something that you are going to at ease, Allah sends something against you to check your sabr, patience, to see how much you can be patient. Now, if we spend all our life in giving advice, dunya ends and advice never ends. And always Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, I'm hearing mainly now in this period of time, before his suhbah, his lectures were completely different. Were all from oceans of knowledges that very high in understanding, like heavenly knowledges. He opened oceans of knowledges. Today, Maulana Sheikh, mainly he is focusing on how to polish and fix, how to polish your ego and fix yourself. Because this is the most dangerous enemy that we are facing. Don't think that they are going to give you candies. Their candies, when you do something good, not only you get candy, you will be rewarded spiritually. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be rewarding you. But physically, not candy will be given, but you will be tested by sending difficulties on you to uplift you more, how much you will be patient, how much you are going to submit. I said that story before and I will repeat it. I was young, me and my brother, we usually go visiting Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, from our country to Syria. And every other day or every day or every 2 days we go. And one day we had an argument because we dropped everything and go to visit the Sheikh out of love. We want to visit the Sheikh. We had to argue with our family, with our mother, and went to visit the Sheikh. She said, no, you have to finish what you are doing, means your study, and you go. We didn't listen, we went. We are young. We went there, and as soon as we arrived, you want to knock the door. We were not even knocking the door. And Maulana opened the door. Grand Sheikh opened the door. From Beirut to Damascus, in a normal time, it's around 3 hours or 4 hours, because you have to go through customs and immigration, both countries. Although it is 120, 150 kilometers, 100 miles, it's mountains. And Grand Sheikh has nothing at his home, telephones or anything. And as soon as we arrived, knocking, we want to knock the door, Grand Sheikh opened the door. And he said, you go from where you came. I don't like people coming to me with arguing and fighting with their parents and coming to me. Go, make peace and come back to me. How he knew? No one told him. No one told him what happened between us and our family. He knew. After he said that and shouting at us, we were very, really very, very, you say, to the point he hit the target. Everyone has a target, a weakness in his heart. He hit that weakness. So you begin to cry. And he said, come up. We went up to his house. He said, out of love, I'm telling you this for the first time, that the Sheikh looks at his murid at least by order of Prophet ﷺ 3 times in 24 hours. If he cannot see his murid, what he is doing in 24 hours, at least 3 times, he's not a wali even. And when he looks at his murid, he doesn't send him candies. He sends him tests to check how he's going to react. Is his ego going to be so arrogant, like Iblis, not to accept anything when Allah said to him, make sajda to Adam? He said, I make sajda to that garbage man? I make sajda to that one whom you created him from clay and you created me from fire? I make sajda to that form that hanging on the wall in paradise for years and years, and I'm doing sajda in all heavens and universe. I didn't leave one hand in this universe without doing a sajda for you. I make for him. No, I will not. Why? Arrogance. You cannot accept it. You cannot accept anything that your ego tells you. Oh, how do you accept that? This makes you low, humiliate you. Always the ego. Anything will give you an excuse that this is a humiliation to you. Humiliation, who cares? They curse you, say thank you. They shout at you, say thank you. They don't let you to sleep at night, say thank you. They open the light, they say thank you. They tell you sleep in the car, say thank you. They said no food today, say thank you. Don't fight. Allah doesn't like lazy people sitting at home not doing anything. This laziness that many of people are showing today, that comes from shaitan. Shaitan doesn't want you to do anything. Wants you to be lazy. You have family to be take care of. You have children to take care of. You have things to take care of. And you are lazy. You don't like to sit with people. You don't like to come for zikr. You don't like to come for sahbah. You don't like to mix with people. You want to be by yourself. You don't eat with people. You don't like people to see you eating, sitting, drinking together, water or coffee or tea, whatever, and socialize with them. That's because of shaitan playing with you, whispering in your ears. What is the benefit? Why we say Sahabati Rasulillah, the companion of Prophet? Because they accompany him everywhere. And if he sent, Prophet sent them far ways, they go, they don't say, oh, we are, they, in their hearts, they know they missed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they go for da'wah. People today, you tell them, go somewhere to do da'wah. Oh, I cannot leave my children. I cannot leave my wife. I cannot leave my family. They are crying. Sitting on the chickens, on the eggs. They want to see these eggs where they come out. Chicks. Everything you have right. People have right on you and you have right on them. There are people also not only argue with each other, there are husbands leave their wives for months and months and they don't look at them, they don't care for them, they don't speak with them, they don't even approach them. And leaving them in bed. Who said that? Which ayah in Holy Quran said that? Or which hadith has said that? That you leave your wife, young wife, not approaching her? Why to marry them? I have a lot of complaints comes to me from people newly married. For what you are marrying them? You have, your wife has right on you, you have right on her. Both of you. Now if you become old, that's something else. But if you are young, you have to take care of your wife or of your children. Don't let them hanging. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never accepted them to be hanging. It's haram. If people don't listen, it means there is something wrong in their minds. And those who are lazy, they like to sit at home. That tariqah is tasawwuf and tariqah and sunnah is innocent from them. If they are not going to establish their lives, work, and do something beneficial for their wife and their children, it's better for them to be underground. This month is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This month is the best month in the year. Why? Because it is the birth of Islam. The birth of Prophet is the birth of Islam. The birth of mercy, of rahmah. Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is the month of birth of everything. You know the flowers when they bloom? What you say? Blooming when they small, what you call them? Bud, flower or fruits or whatever, trees. This is the month of every, of buds, of creation. When Allah created the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from that light, everything came out like buds on that light. Bundles of light. The light of Prophet was carrying, is like a very big light that no beginning has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation from that bundle, from that light, and make it a bundle on the light of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It looks like a bundle. Every human being or every living thing is a bud. But on that light. Allahu Akbar. That's why he said, first Allah created is my light. And from that light Allah divided into four lights, and from one fourth of that light Allah created creation. All of them are buds like gems. All of them, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he owns them. And Allah owns Prophet and owns the creation.
Prophet owns them means he intercedes for them. That's meaning of owning. A human being owning a human being means he is his Allah's servant, but in the same time he is interceding for those bundles of buds that on that light. You don't want to be a not shining bud. You want to be a shining bud. Means you have to be a good person in the community and the society. So he said to us, Grand Sheikh, go back. Be good. I'm not here, patting you. When you are grown up in tariqat, there is no more petting. At the beginning they pet you. Make you, they say, oh, caress you. Oh, mashallah, nice, nice. Whatever you want, they give you food with their hands, they cook for you. As soon as they catch you from your leg, Allahu Akbar. But they are not doing it today, these days, the awliya of this century, they are not doing that. Because they know people are not at that caliber. Still they need to be caressed. All their life is caressing, petting. You say it to someone like this lion, mashallah. Lion, he's happy. You say donkey, he's upset. Both of them animals. I cannot say to this one what I said to this one. This one is not problem. He's humble.
Stop.
You have to kiss his hand, he has to kiss your hand. And don't want to hear anything else. Means both parties, those who are arguing, those who are leaving their wives, dropping them, not knowing what they have to do, if they have a husband or not. One person live in one room, the other one person live in the other room. What's this? This is, they say, high society, elite people. Everyone lives in a room. And when they want something, come! They call each other. You saw that? You know that? You don't know that? You know that? You know that? You don't know that? Huh? Where you live?
Auckland.
In Auckland?
No.
Same room?
High society.
In the same room? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Check yourself back. Yasir, same?
Alhamdulillah.
So he said, go back, Grand Sheikh, to us, to me and my brother. Go back. Don't come here arguing with your family. You are living with your family? You run away. Why? To be independent?
You know better than me.
They tell them, you be independent, leave your family, 16 years of age, go out. Where to go? To go on the streets, have morphine? What you say, morphine?
Heroin.
What you want to do on the streets? Why you brought them to life? To throw them on the streets? Why you are teaching your citizen? Their parents to throw their children on the street and say, oh, you are independent, go. Don't come here. Where they want to go? Of course, they are going to find someone on the street and they are going to live on the street. This is the month of Rahmah. They want these things to be out to for us to learn, because Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is his month. He cares for his ummah. So he said, go, Grand Sheikh. Why you are coming to me here? Arguing with your family and coming to me here? What kind of Islam you are carrying in your heart? Today you don't find any Muslim except fighting with each other, arguing with each other, different opinions, different view. We became, as Prophet ﷺ said,
70 and more different divisions.
Allahu Akbar. That's Prophet showing us you are going to be like.
Then when I asked him, Ya Rasulullah, he said that there will be a time where everyone will come against you. The whole world will come against you.
Against the Muslims. He said, they said, why? We are at that time min kulla, very, very little.
He said, no! You are going to be too much, too many around the world. But no voice for you.
You finished. Because you are not standing up for Haqq, for Islam, for Allah.
You are listening to what Allah doesn't think. You are listening to yourself, to your ego.
So, one grand sheikh said, go back because we are listening to our ego.
Your mother says, stay, stay. Make her happy.
Any problem?
No problem.
So you have to come back all the way. He didn't host us. He said,
when awliya look at their murid,
3 times a day at the minimum.
They don't give them candy.
Because, what is the benefit of candy?
Candy only for animals, caressing them,
petting them. When you become a someone that you be raised a higher level, and if you are a human being, it's enough for you, you are not a child anymore.
You are grown up in tariqat, you grown up in Islam, you grown up in Sunnatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you grown up under the teaching of your Shaykh, then now no more candy.
At the beginning, yes, like a child, they pamper you.
And after, no, they give you hard decisions, hard orders.
He said, whenever you face a difficulty, remember that the Shaykh is looking at you at that time. The Shaykh is looking at you, the light is off,
The Shaykh is looking at you, is sitting, sleeping in the car or sleeping not in the car.
The Shaykh is looking at you, if your wife is complaining or not wife is complaining. The Shaykh is sitting, looking at you when you are lazy and sitting in your home and not doing anything. And you are trying to be dependent on your father and your mother.
And making them to run, to take care of your children, the grown-up children, and you are grown up, and your wife is grown up, and you cannot take care of yourself. What is this?
Understood?
So don't sit at home lazy.
If you don't have work to work, go make da'wah. Go to Texas. Go to Washington. Go to Los Angeles. Go to New York. Go to New Jersey. Go to anywhere. Do da'wah. Do fi sabilillah. If you are, you think yourself you are having a turban and you are a sheikh, don't sit at home with your turban and with your long beard and with your jubba and say, I don't want to do anything. I'm sitting on my chickens. On the eggs to make chicks. Go and work. And if you are not going to do da'wah by yourself, don't wait for the sheikh to tell you go this state or that state. Go by yourself.
If you don't want to do that, then you are going to face more difficulties. I am warning you for the last time.
You want to hear it, you hear it. You don't want to hear it, this is a warning for the last time. You are not someone that been glued to sit on your couch and that's it, looking at the television or playing what you call this?
Video game. Games.
Video games.
Or you making yourself, taking the children to school, bringing the children from school, taking the children to school, bringing the children from school. It's not your job.
Babysitting means you are still baby.
sitting with babies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. I was not planning to do that sohbah today, but it came. The most important is what I said. This month is the month of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of us are like flowery, fruitful bud on that light, like a bundle. Make sure you be a good fruit. There are some fruits on the tree, they go bad. Why? There's some animals eat them, and they look bad on the tree. What people they do? They cut them off the tree. They look at them, they become ugly on the tree, they destroy the whole scenery of the tree. What people they do, especially agriculture, take the big scissors, not small scissors even, they want to put all their anger on that fruit, which is why becoming, rotten. They take a very sharp scissor, might be 10 feet long, and cut it from far. This ugly fruit that they think themselves sitting at their home doing something, they are lazy, they are going to cut them from far away, 10 feet scissors, take them away from that light. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us to the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the way of Awliya, bi hurmat al-Habib, bi hurmat al-Fatiha. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن